Thanks for that note. It's time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by, oh God, he's sponsoring this too, Team Hawkbird. You may come out of your house someday and he'll have a bumper sticker on your car. Maybe your dog.
Your street.
I live on Hawkbird. Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota sent us some jokes. So too did Dan Finnegan of West Dundee's Fire Life Safety Consultancy. Gary Wenzel, Prospect Heights, thank you. Kathy from Indiana. Jeff Schult, Maintenance Coatings Company in South Elgin, Illinois. We got a joke from Doug in Sycamore and Frank Slakowski in Steubenville, Ohio. Sue Durbin, Palatine, Illinois, got it. Bill Darman in Algonquin writes, I'm still mugless, John, and drinking out of a paper cup, but never you mind me. And we got this note from Dr. Richard Glinka, the executive director of his self-proclaimed International Coffee Mug Museum. John, in the unlikely event that my submission of the joke this week wins best, please award the mug to Mugless John of Brazil, Indiana, on behalf of the ICMM. And Father Ron in Peru, Illinois said, hey, John, I accidentally drank some holy water with my laxative. I'm about to start a religious movement. Hamburger Helper only works if the hamburger accepts that it needs help. Elderly couple at the rest home talking. The lady says, if you drop your pants, I can tell you how old you are. Intrigued, the old man does so, and she says, you're 85. And the guy says, that's amazing. How could you tell? And she says, you told me yesterday. Today, someone told me I'm average, and I said, hey, that's just mean. Dave, my family thinks I talk in my sleep, which is weird because nobody here at the radio station has said a thing. I sold my waterbed, Dave.
Why is that?
My wife said we were drifting apart. I walked into the WGN kitchen and found Dave Ennett sitting there, motionless. I said, what are you doing? Dave said he was following a recipe that said,
don't stir for 15 minutes.
Hey, Dave, you should cover competitive camping.
Competitive camping?
Oh, yeah, it's intense. My wife left me because I gambled too much.
That's too bad.
I bet I can win her back. My wife is threatening to leave me because of my obsession with wearing different clothes every half hour. I said, wait, I can change. And finally, my girlfriend said she's leaving me, too. I'm having a bad week.
Wow.
Because I can't stop singing I'm a Believer. I thought she was joking at first, and then
I saw her face. Now